This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Top women on the third night of the Republican National Convention, there was Vice President Mike Pence accepting the party's nomination for a second term, and the top women in the Trump administration talked about what they see as the president's compassion and commitment. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Soon-to-be former presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway describes President Trump as able to lift up the American people.
Provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she sees Trump as compassionate and caring, especially toward military families and crime victims.
I've seen him offer heartfelt outreach to grieving parents who lost their children to crime in the streets.
Second Lady Karen Pence also praised Trump and her husband as she called on supporters.
Re-elect President Trump and Vice President Pence for 4 more years.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The president officially accepts the party's nomination Thursday night. Democrats formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris last week. A white 17-year-old police admirer has been arrested after the killing of 2 people during a third night of protest in Wisconsin over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Illinois was taken into custody Wednesday in Illinois on suspicion of first-degree intentional homicide. And 2 people were killed Tuesday night in the attack carried out by a young man who was caught on cell phone video opening fire in the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle. The State Department of Justice says that the officer who shot Blake is a 7-year veteran of the Kenosha Police Department. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 824,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. More than a third are in the U.S. and Brazil combined. The number of infections hit another milestone of 24 million and counting, with the bulk of those infections in the U.S., Brazil, and India. Russia has the fourth highest and is almost at 1 million cases. South Korea reported 441 new coronavirus cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infection since early March when the country had the first large outbreak. That's according to the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday. Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab said Wednesday the country is at risk of losing control over the coronavirus outbreak after a rise in cases following the August 4th explosion in Beirut. Kenya's president extended a nationwide curfew for another 30 days as cases rise outside the capital of Nairobi. All 3 NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday were postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott their strongest statement yet against racial injustice. Calling off games between Milwaukee and Orlando, Houston and Oklahoma City, and the Los Angeles Lakers in Portland. The NBA said all 3 games would be rescheduled, but they didn't say when. The white supremacists who slaughtered 51 worshipers at New Zealand's mosque has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The judge imposed the maximum available sentence on Britton Harrison Tarrant. First time the sentence has been imposed in New Zealand. The March 2019 attacks targeted people praying at El Noor and Linwood Mosque shocked New Zealand and prompted new laws banning certain types of semi-automatic weapons. They also prompted the global changes to social media protocols after the gunman live-streamed his attack on Facebook, where it was viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. Forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Laura, which has strengthened into a menacing Category 4 storm. Its power is raising fears of a 20-foot storm surge that forecasters say would be an unsurvivable and capable of sinking entire communities on the Texas and Louisiana coasts. Authorities implored coastal residents to evacuate, but not everyone did. The storm grew 87% approximately in power in just 24 hours to reach Category 3, and it continued to draw energy from the warm Gulf of Mexico waters. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.